Welcome to New Life Church teaching series, Take Courage, with the lesson titled, Take Courage Introduction. Our teacher today is Alan Smith.
Thank you all for being here. I hope I have something worth listening to. There's a revelation of everyone here in this congregation is at a different place in life. We all have different successes and we have different trials. But one thing's for sure, we all have some successes and we all have a lot of trials. And no one's different that's in this room. And it just so happens with all of the trials that life gives us all, it's very easily a place and a time that we can all get very discouraged. Discouragement is I don't recommend it. Nobody goes to Walmart to buy any. It's not a very hot item on the shelf, but nonetheless, there sure is a lot of it. So I wonder where it comes from. How could it be? And discouragement, we know that it's the counterfeit to courage. To discourage means there must be courage. So courage is a true feeling, a true phenomena. And it's something that evidently that the soul and the spirit needs. As it grows and progresses in life, courage, what does it mean? Today, and as I open this series, we'll be over the next few weeks, Pastor will be speaking to us next week on this term called courage. And the day that we're living in, it seems to me, I don't know if it's because I've been around a while or what, but the discouragement levels out there of crisis and health issues, financial issues, emotional issues, the world is, of course, a busy place, but it seems to me that the church is the only one that has the answer for these problems. You can think that since the church is the place that we believe that people can come to for these type problems, it's important that we look into how can we be a church and be a place and be a person that can expedite courage to people. As we begin this series, Take Courage. That's a nice little picture, isn't it? Take Courage. I'm going to take my text today out of Joshua chapter 1 in speaking about courage. And God had instructions to Joshua about entering the promised land. So, needless to say, each one of us have been called to promises, promised land, promises of God. And to each one of us, these promises of God. And did you know you have a lot of promises from God that you're not even aware of? Whether you're aware of them or not does not slow God down at all on Him fulfilling those promises, those that you are aware of and those that you are not aware of. Because of His faithfulness, God will fulfill His promises because He's God and He's faithful. But God had instructions to Joshua about entering the promised land. One thing we need to understand, though, why did God give Joshua instructions? I'm sure y'all know the story. I mean, here we had Joshua, and of course, he walked around with Moses for 40, 50, 60 years, maybe. I don't really know the exact number, but Joshua was the number two man. He was very content with being number two, by the way. And he walked, and he walked in the light of who Moses was, I guess one of the greatest men that we know of. One reason he was given these instructions is because the promised land was full of giants. Oh me, an obstacle. The promises of God come with obstacles. So we see here's Joshua, all of these promises from God. And I just kind of picked the biggest hurdle, obstacle that there was. And he knew that this promised land was full of giants. You know in your life that you've got promises from God. But yet it seems with all of these obstacles that we will not be able to see the promises of God fulfilled. It would be, though, that the promises of God with these giants that were in the land, that God said, okay, I'm going to have to give Joshua some instructions on how to move and to receive and to walk in these promises and how to deal with these giants. So we're going to read some scripture here on God's commissioning to Joshua. And let's just read the scripture. It said, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Then what does he say? Read it with me, please. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to the law to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For when you make your way prosperous, and you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success, have I not commanded you, be strong and of what? Good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourself, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. Here we see this instruction to Joshua on how he was to possess his promise, how he is to possess his promise in which the Lord God had given unto them. Now, if you take first notice, God promised Joshua what he had already promised Moses. So Moses was picking up on a previous promise. Once we start seeing how the promises of God works, we start realizing that our promises were made to another. What did Joshua do? How did Joshua walk into this promise? Because he said yes to a previous promise. And when Joshua said yes to a previous promise, a previous promise became Joshua's promise. Keep that in mind. I want you to take a look at this verse. Oh, no, I'm not there yet. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Before you can do something, you must first be something. Now, I don't expect you to know that person. It's the reason I didn't put it up there and say, now, can anybody tell me who this is? He was in the 1700s, a great philosopher, poet. Actually, he was in theater a lot. Whether he's a believer or not, I don't know. But this much I do know. A lot of people have used his phrase because it's a true phrase. Before you can do something, now think about it, you must first be something. If you want to do something, you must first be something. Joshua had to do something. He had something to do, but before he could do it, he had to be. Now, look at this verse. I want to center in on this verse just a moment, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now let's look. I like for us to go in the Scripture, not just look at it, but let's go in it. Let's go in it to dimensionally. Let's go into the fourth dimension, the time element of the Spirit. Now look at this right here. What does the word be mean? It means to occupy a position. How many in here would like more courage? Okay, now if you really mean that, I can't get some holy water and sprinkle over you and get it. I can't blow on you and you get it. The way this verse, what this verse is saying here, you occupy a position of courage. He says, be strong and of good courage. In other words, you must be before you can do. He says, be strong. I think I put another little note here. You don't wait until you feel courage. Did you get it? That's the way it works. You don't wait till you feel courage. You can be courage before you feel it. I was teaching this morning in the Bible study on how you got to move. You got to put movement. You got to be before you can do. You put movement to it. To be strong and of good courage is to occupy that position. In other words, God has already given you permission. He's already given you permission to be strong and to have courage. You just have to be it. You say, well, I need somebody to encourage me. Well, that helps, but it's not sustainable. To be sustainable. To be means you know who you are in Him. You have been, you see, it's amazing how this thing works. The enemy can so convince us not to be. He is so good. He convinces us not to be. How does he do that? Through evidence. I don't have any evidence to tell you that I've got courage. Matter of fact, all the evidence will probably show you I'm a wimp. But since I'm not going to operate in the third dimension, I'm going to go to the fourth dimension, I'm going to be strong and of good courage. So that lets me know something, that the only way I cannot have courage and be not strong is for the enemy to talk me out of it. He's a liar. Do you know that? If you There's some people that just, I don't know, they've got a knack for going around and discouraging people. Have you noticed that? It's a gift. And I hope I'm talking to that person, if we have more than one. When you discourage somebody, it's because you don't have courage and you're trying to rob them of their courage, so you discourage somebody trying to give yourself courage. Did you get it? You're robbing somebody's courage. Well, if that's the case, you're going to have to discourage people every day for you to keep any element of courage. The courage I'm speaking about comes from God. He tells you to be. Well, how can you be that bold? You just do it because it's in Christ. You can be. You mean you don't have to wait on me to pray for you or the pastor? No, Just say, I'll be. Let it be. It's written. I'm going to be. Y'all can do what you want to. This is a be right here. I'm going to be strong and I'm going to have courage. You see, you can get a little spiritual cocky because God said it. Now, you're not going to feel it. I did make that note, didn't I? Yeah, you don't wait till you feel it. You be it. Now, why do you need to be it? Because there's giants in the land.
Yes.
That's why. So in this first setting of this teaching on take courage, if you understand it, it says, the title says, take courage. Didn't say buy it. Didn't say lay hands on it. Didn't say baptize it. It said take it. Why do you take it? Because God's given it. It's part of your inheritance. It's part of your provision to go into your promise. You just get right bold. And you're strong. The enemy tries to beat us down all day long and every day, and somebody comes along, and I'm sure we've all done our best discouragement in times we didn't even know it. I don't know how in the world we think we're helping people when we slap them down at the same time. Can somebody tell me how that works? Well, I'm just going to help you. You're not very good at that. Bless God. All right? And somehow or another we're thinking that's going to help somebody. Now, it just so happens life itself will knock you down enough. It doesn't need any help. But as brothers and sisters in Christ, if we do anything, we want to be an encourager, not a discourager. An encourager is someone who is overflowing with courage. Did you know that? They got more than they need. Why? What are they doing? They're being. They are being strong and of good courage. It says, do not be afraid. Uh-oh. You mean to tell me that's a choice too? Well, yeah, kind of is. It's a way of thinking. If you can be strong, he's saying also you can be afraid. Be is the same word. Occupy a position. You're being. We occupy a position. If anybody's in here dealing with fear, I understand it. It's not something to laugh at or anything else. I understand it. But consider this truth this morning. You are occupying that position. You say, well, Alan, how do I get rid of it? I don't know. But I do know what you can do to get something. You can be strong and be of good courage. I got a feeling that the being strong is going to run off the being afraid. I got that feeling. I don't know. We'll just have to try it and see if it works. But we want to occupy the position. Do not be afraid, nor be what? Dismayed, which is discouraged. You don't want to occupy the position of being discouraged. You don't want to occupy the position of being afraid when you're trying to take your promise that's full of giants. You with me?
It's good.
For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now that'll give you some courage. That'll make you a little cocky in the Lord. Just move on. When we look at this verse of taking courage, God told Joshua three times in chapter 1 to take courage. To take courage and be courageous. He told him that three times. So here's Joshua going into the... Can you imagine in the wilderness with Moses all of those years? Just try to feel... You heard young people say, can you feel me? Try to feel where Joshua was. Just try to feel where... There he had been with the greatest man, as far as we know, on the planet. He'd been his assistant. Now he was dead. Joshua, like, what am I going to do? God said, don't be afraid. He even went as far as to say this. He didn't suggest it. What did he say? Have I not commanded you? It wasn't optional. If you're going to take your promised land, it's not optional. God has commanded you. Why does He command us? It's because He knows that something's going to kick in. That wherever you go with that spiritual attitude, God's going with you. Now, what's the big deal here? It's the presence of God. Anybody see that? It's about the presence of God. I think Brian mentioned that this morning. It's about the presence of God. Why are we so big on the presence of God here? It's because we know that He slays giants. We know that the giants have to be slain before the promise. Just move forward. So God told Joshua that three times, to be strong and of what? Good courage. Now the next verse, he says this, be strong and of a good courage in verse 6. For unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Then in verse 7 it says, only be thou strong and very courageous. So he took it up a notch. He took it up another level. In the next verse, he said, be very courageous. He said, what? There's the word again. Be thou strong and very courageous. Be means to occupy the space. He had this order, we see then, was to cross over the River Jordan. We believe, and as I read it, and historians, that this was actually the flood season. It wasn't like it was dry season where they could tiptoe over. The water was going to be over their heads. They were going to have to. It was just at a disastrous time to go into the promised land. Verse 10, it says, then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the camp and command the people, saying, prepare provisions for yourselves, for within 3 days you will cross over this Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you to possess. So we see here that even though God had given a promise, it still took an act of possessing the promise. God gave the promise, but Joshua was to possess this promise. Nothing in life can happen without courage. I want to share this with you, and you test what I say and see if the Spirit gives you any truth here. Nothing in life can happen without courage. Courage is the spiritual power of the prophetic. The prophetic, you say, Alan, what do you mean by the prophetic? Being prophetic means to speak the words of the Lord, to speak life, to speak the words of the Lord. Courage is the spiritual power of the prophetic. In other words, you have to occupy this courage to speak for the Lord, to speak the prophetic of the Lord. The nature of courage is choosing to be a living prophetic example of what you are going to be. Now, I hope you can get this. Let's look at it again. The nature of courage is choosing to be a living prophetic example of what you are going to be. In other words, courage is not going around telling everybody what to do. That's not the courage that he's speaking about here. I'm talking about courage to lead your life and to lead others. Courage is not the boldness to say where things are, but a living example of where things are going. Anybody with me? Courage is not the boldness to say where things are. We think that takes great courage. But courage is a living example of where things are going. Joshua was going somewhere. He was going some. He was choosing to be so he could go do. You must be courage. You must be strong. It's a choice. If you're sitting there and having an argument in your mind about what I'm saying, it's because so many people have spoken into your mind that you cannot be strong, that you are weak, that you cannot be a person of great courage. Those are lies. God says, you've already got it. I've already provided it. Now choose it and be it. That's what he said. The other things are lies. That is not a lie. Courage is not the boldness to say where things are, but a living example of where things are going. Courage is not living a watered down lifestyle to be accepted by others and society. What happens to courage? When God tells us to be strong and to take courage, you see, when you are not saying yes to God and walking with God, it is very easy to be discouraged. I hope you can hear me. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be truthful. When you are walking with God and your mind is on God and the things of God, the courage comes with truth of God. To have courage is accepting to walk alone if need be. Say, Alan, why do you say that? God's people, if you have the courage to walk with God in your personal life, I'm not saying that you're going to walk by who others say you are. If you're living your life based on who everybody else says you're going to be, you don't have the courage of God. I'm saying your personal relationship with God. If you walk with God in the courage of God, the boldness and the courage of God, you've got to understand you might be walking alone. Did you know if you want to be the most criticism comes to leaders. Is everybody okay with that? If you're a leader, I don't care if it's of your family, of your business, of a church, of a country, I don't care what it is. Everybody fusses about all of our leaders of our country. I've never seen such criticism like there is today. Well, it doesn't surprise me because they're a leader. If you're a leader of your own personal life, of your family, of your business, or whatever, it's a lonely place to walk. because people are going to criticize you. I'm just saying, why do you need to be strong and have courage? Because of all the criticism. Oh, you know, they're really just trying to give constructive criticism. I understand. And being nice and all. And some of it's fine. Don't get me wrong. But understand this. If you're leading, whatever you're leading, it was Joshua leading. Why did he need to be strong and take courage? Because of all the criticism from the Israelites. I'm sure they told him he couldn't do nothing right. So God said and kept saying, be strong and have good courage. You're leading. If you are a child of God and you're on this planet, you are leading. We are to expect criticism. Lord, help us not criticize each other, though. There's enough out there without us doing it, don't you think? Don't you think there's plenty out there without us doing it to each other? So to have courage is accepting to walk alone if need be. It can be a very lonely place. Now, discouragement, it'll creep in secretly. It will tell you how bad your life is. If you listen to discouragement, it will say things are hopeless and you will always be here. Anybody heard that voice? Everyone has had moments like these. Don't judge your life by the moment you are in. Can anybody hear that? Don't judge your life by the moment you're in. Listen, be strong. Have courage. All things pass. They don't stay the same. That's the message of Joshua 1. Children of Israel in the wilderness. How many? It was probably 2.5 million people. The greatest leader of all times had just died. His name was Moses. Now try to put yourself in Joshua's place. He died and did not enter the promise of God because he struck the rock and allowed the pressure of others to rob him of courage. Moses, the big man, missed the greatest promise because he lost courage and was persuaded and he hit the rock. Is it serious? Yes, it's serious. Be strong. Have courage. Now, here's what Moses said to Joshua, and he had every right and understanding to say it. By the way, he missed his promise, so he was speaking out of wisdom. It's in Deuteronomy. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel. This is what he said to him in Deuteronomy. Look at it. Be strong and of good courage. For you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Well, that looks like that would be an easy thing, doesn't it? Moses said, you don't understand. There's 2 million people out here, and they're all running their yap. He said, you're going to have to be strong, and you're going to have some courage. You cannot get enough strength and courage from others to cancel out all of the criticism that's going to come in. So you're going to have to just be strong. You're going to have to be of good courage. For you must go with his people. This is kind of neat, I think. God didn't come to Joshua in a dream. He didn't send a prophet. God came to Joshua personally. Here's what he says. He tells him how to have courage. Courage comes when there's a call. Now listen. God called Joshua. He answered the call. You got to understand something. God gives courage to those that he calls and answers it. Everyone sitting in here has a call from God. Now, you can answer it or not. You say, well, Alan, I don't know what my call is. Well, you probably do, but just ask God. He'll show you. If He's given you a call, and everyone in here has one, God has courage when there's a call. You have courage. You just don't walk around with courage. Courage arises for something. You got to have a reason for courage. If you walk around don't have a reason, it's pride. Look at here, I'm courageous. Look at here. Well, it's pride. God courage comes for a reason. You have courage for a moment, for a reason. That's what happened to Joshua. Just as faith comes when there's a challenge. That's right. You ever notice that? Say, well, I've got faith. Well, I'll tell you, when faith comes is when you got a challenge of your faith. Faith comes. Courage comes when there's a reason. Faith comes when it's challenged. Is anybody's faith being challenged right now? Well, when does faith come? When there's a challenge. When does courage come? When you answer God's reason, when you answer God's call. Whether you want to admit it, I just will let you in on it. God's called every one of you. You might be fighting whether you want to fully go with it or not. That's between you and God. My job is to tell you you're all called. Now do something with it. Verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise. Joshua had a reason. He was called to arise. Why? Moses was dead. See it? So he had a call to arise. God gives courage when we arise to the call. Now you can sit around all day long and whine and carry on and say, well, I don't have no courage. Well, a lot of it's probably because you're not answering the call of God in your life to follow and serve Him. Somebody needs to say, Alan, I think that's good preaching. That's the truth. You say, well, Alan, I don't like it. I don't really and truly, I want to be as nice as I can, but this is urgent. I want people to have courage. And when you're following God and His call upon your life, you will be courageous. And the more you fight it and stay out of it, you'll be discouraged. Now, that's the way it works. I've had people say they're discouraged, and I say, well, I understand, but you got to understand something. I can't do it. You can be it. How do you be? I just showed you, and everybody signed up to be strong and to be courage, have courage. You signed up for it, but I don't know if you like the way you get to sign up. The sign up is you answer the call of God in your life. You've been born again. These things come with that. Responsibility comes with that. Walk with God. Answer the call of God. I don't want you depressed and discouraged. Get on with it. Answer God's call. That's right. God gives courage when we arise to the call. That's the biggest, best thing I can give you. Courage comes with His presence. You see, when we answer the call of God on our life, what's the call of God? It's walking with God. It's just walking with God. It's not walking in selfishness. You're not after God for what He can do for you. You know what? I mean, come on. I don't have to explain this to you. You walk, you say, okay, God, I give up. I want to walk with You. Everything within me. I want to walk with You, God. What happens? This is spiritual phenomena happens. All of a sudden, you start walking around with God's presence in your life. God's presence. Here comes His presence. Listen, somebody tell me how you can have the presence of God and not have courage. You see, if you'll be, it'll come. God inhabits His call. That's what he does. God inhabits his call. Each call has assignments, and God will meet you with the courage needed when you say yes to the assignment. That's just the way it is. There you have it. There you have it. Each call has assignments. There's people sitting in here right now, God's giving you assignments, and you're not answering the call. You're getting discouraged. You want to quit church. You want to get out. And you think something's wrong with the church or something. No, something's wrong with you. And I'm not being mean. I'm just saying you got to say yes to the call of God if you want the courage that comes from heaven. Makes you bold, makes you be something you can be, gives you courage. You'll quit belly aching too, and your husband and wife will appreciate it. Each call has assignments, and God will meet you with the courage needed when you say yes to the assignment. We got assignments laying out here everywhere. And you got to get on through with it. We got to get on with this thing. Courage comes with his presence. Here's what it said in verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Just hallelujah. Joshua answered the call. He said, okay, God, I'm going to take this mouthy crowd across that river to the promised land full of these giants. God says, if you'll accept the call, you say yes to the call. God says, all right, Joshua, you go with me. I'll never leave you or forsake you. You go with me. Verse 9, he said, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The context of the courage, the context of God going with him was Joshua said yes to the call of God. God wasn't going Joshua's way. Joshua was going God's way. It's just the way it is. I mean, it's just there you have it. Courage comes when we are focused. Be strong and of good courage. Only be strong and very courageous. Said in verse 7, verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? There it is. Be strong and of good courage. Now, when we go into this last verse, when he was strong, Joshua was strong, he said yes to the call of God. He then moved and when he said yes to the call of God, he could be strong and courageous. And the reason it is, you know you're not battling God. You know you're going with God. And because your conscience is clear of that, it causes you to be strong and courageous.
Yes!
You're not walking with God to see what you can get by with. You're answering the call of God to go with Him. To go with Him. When we do that, we make the truth real. And here's what it says in verse 7. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe. Anybody see that? To do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may do what? Prosper wherever what?
You go.
Movement. The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall do what? You shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Meditate, and you'll observe. Take courage. 1:9. This is the verse. I'd love for you to take it to memory this week. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Occupy a position.
Yes.
And be. I know this teaching and message on courage is maybe just a little edgy. But tested, I think it's truthful.
Yes.
Occupy a position. You don't wait until you feel it. You choose it. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do. Let's stand. I hope, my prayer is, this message and this teaching has been enlightening. Test it, be good Bereans, as the Apostle Paul said. Test it to see if it's true. If you feel the truth, if it's a little challenging, I'm hoping, my prayer is that it is challenging. For a group of people and for a church to be strong and courageous, there's some promises of God. There's some land that this congregation needs to take. People are hurting. People are dying. People are getting swallowed. I know some of you are doing well, and that's wonderful. But we're speaking for those that aren't. The message today is be strong, be courageous. I don't care if you don't feel it. Just choose to be it. So, Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the truth of your word. You know our deal, oh God. If there's anything that I've said that's not of you, pray that it'll fall to the ground. If anything that I've said is true and of your spirit and of your kingdom, I pray that we'll take it to heart, that you'll make it real in our hearts, that we might leave from here being a very truthful and courageous people, that we might take on your promises in the midst of the giants of this earth, that your promises might be realized in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.